is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan Podcast. This is podcast number 212, the seven foods that determine your lifespan. New research shows that there are seven foods that account for half of all deaths. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss these seven foods that determine your lifespan. So let's jump in. The foods that determine your lifespan study. As you may have seen, a recently published study gathered a lot of media attention focusing on the foods that determine how long you're going to live. The reason for this is because no other study has ever demonstrated that half of all deaths can be narrowed down to just a small number of foods. This is kind of like the 80-20 principle in action. 80% of your longevity is really determined by 20% of your foods. And in this case, it's probably more like 90-10. So the senior author on the study was cardiologist Dr. Darish Mozafarian from Tufts University in Boston. Darish and I worked together as medical residents at Stanford University 22 years ago, and he's since gone on to become basically the guru cardiologist of nutritional science. And so he's the dean at Tufts University and has really become quite the prominent or leading authority in this area. So to identify the seven foods that were responsible for half of all deaths in the U.S., Dr. Mozafarian and colleagues studied the diets of 702,308 people who had died. And so here are the top seven foods that determine your lifespan according to this study. And of course, if you want a link to the study and read the study and dive in a little deeper, there are links. It's on my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com, and it's blog number 212, which is the same as this podcast, 212. So here they are. Number one, and this is going to go in order from the most impactful on lifespan to the least. So number one, most impactful, excessive salt from processed foods, accounting for 9.5% of the deaths. Now, Dr. Mozafarian and his team identified 2,000 milligrams of sodium as the number that seemed to put people at risk. Now, when I speak with my patients about salt, they're usually pretty quick to tell me that they never use a salt shaker. Personally, I would love to see my patients use a salt shaker a heck of a lot more, because that would mean they would be spending a lot more time at home cooking real food than eating something processed or pre-prepared. The problem isn't the salt shaker, but rather processed and prepared foods. Approximately 80% of the sodium most people get every day comes from processed foods, prepared foods, or fast foods. For example, a few slices of bread, store-bought bread, a slice of pizza, or eating out for lunch could easily put you past the 2,000 milligram level of sodium, which Dr. Mozafarian and his team identified as the risk. Now, even though researchers, including my friend Dr. Mozafarian, blamed salt as the number one killer, personally, I don't think it was really the salt. Anyone eating a high salt diet is also eating a ton of processed foods and fast foods. And while there is a lot of salt in these foods, there's also a ton of sugar, unhealthy oils, and other chemicals and preservatives as well. So I think that the salt was really just a marker of somebody on a high processed food, prepared food, fast food diet. So I'm going to go out on a limb, but I don't think it was a salt. I think salt was really just a marker of somebody who's not eating real food. Number two, not eating enough nuts and seeds, accounting for 8.5% of deaths. When it comes to the number two dietary factor that kills people in the study, it's not eating enough nuts. And Dr. Mozafarian and his team recommended that you eat at least 20 grams of nuts or seeds every day. Now you may be saying, how much is 20 grams of nuts or seeds? 20 grams works out to be just under an ounce or a small handful of nuts daily or seeds. Now, a small handful, okay? While cutting back on salt from processed foods may be difficult, that was dietary factor number one, eating a handful of nuts or a handful of seeds should be something everyone looks forward to. Personally, my struggle is not with eating enough seeds and nuts, which most people have a problem with, but rather that I want to eat too many of them. So number one factor, they said, was too much salt. I think it's too much processed foods. Number two factor affecting your lifespan is not eating nuts and seeds. Number three, eating processed meats, 8.2% of deaths. For processed meats, there is no safe level according to the findings of the study. The problem is that there is something about the curing process or the processing process of meat, of creating processed meats, that creates a risk to your health. If you can't live without your processed meats, and those are deli meats, bacon, sausage, pepperoni, hot dogs, then just consider processed meats as a very rare treat. Alternatively, it is possible that the uncured and nitrate-free varieties of these processed meats may not represent the same health risk. To find uncured meat or nitrate-free processed meats, try shopping at your local health food store. Once again, there are no strong data that these are any better, but theoretically, they might be able to avoid all that risk of processed meats. Number four, not eating enough omega-3 fats, 7.8% of deaths. Enough cannot be said about the health benefits of omega-3 fats. These fats are very helpful in preventing cardiovascular disease and other conditions. For this study, they define not eating omega-3 fats as eating less than 250 milligrams of seafood, of the seafood-based omega-3 fats daily. If you consider that a single serving of salmon has about 1,500 milligrams of omega-3 fats, then to get your 250 milligrams daily from seafood omega-3s, that works out to be one serving of salmon every 6 days. Of course, to minimize mercury, PCBs, and other contaminants, try eating wild fish, smaller fish, or ocean fish, just to make sure you're not getting contaminants with your seafood-based omega-3s. In addition to getting enough seafood-based omega-3 fats, this study also recommends replacing processed carbohydrates and some of the saturated fat in your diet with other omega-3 fats. A great way to do this would be with the plant-based omega-3 fats, like those found in walnuts, chia seeds, or flax seeds. So, the seven factors that determine your lifespan are foods. Number one, excessive salt, but I think it's excessive processed foods. Number two, not eating enough nuts and seeds. Number three, eating too much processed meats. Number four, not eating enough omega-3 fats. Number five, not eating enough vegetables, 7.6% of deaths. I was surprised to see not eating vegetables or enough vegetables so low on this list. In my experience as a cardiologist, this should be the thing that people really focus on the most. For this study, Dr. Mozafarian and his team defined not eating enough vegetables as eating less than 400 grams daily. For people not accustomed to think of vegetables this way, 400 grams of vegetables works out to be about 5 servings daily. Perhaps the reason why vegetables didn't rank very high had to do with where they drew the cutoff. For example, based on the study I discussed in podcast 209, 5 servings of vegetables a day may not be nearly enough to see the life-extending benefits. And from that study, you needed 10 servings a day, but they drew it at less than 5 servings. So that was number five, not eating enough vegetables. Number six, not eating enough fruit, 7.5% of deaths. Right up there with not eating enough vegetables was not eating enough fruit. In this study, researchers defined not eating fruit as eating less than 300 grams daily. Once again, for fruit, 300 grams translates to roughly 3 servings daily. Number seven. Well, actually, let's do a quick recap. So the seven dietary factors. Number one, I feel it's too much processed foods. Number two, not eating enough nuts and seeds. Number three, eating processed meats. Number four, eating not enough omega-3 fats. Number five, not enough vegetables. They called for at least 5 servings daily, but I think that was way too low. Number six, not eating enough fruit. They called for at least 3 servings daily. And the last, number seven, sugar-sweetened beverages, 7.4% of deaths. As with processed meats, there was no safe amount of sugar-sweetened beverages that you can consume without risk. Sugar-sweetened beverages are defined as any drink with added, that's added sugar. Thus, honey added to a drink would be considered a sugar-sweetened beverage. While 100% fruit juice doesn't meet this definition, many researchers and other cardiologists now consider fruit juice a sugar-sweetened beverage. The problem with sugar-sweetened beverages is that the body can't control the sugar rush. Your brain never registers these sugar calories as making you feel full. Also, high levels of sugar in your blood damages your cells and takes about 10 years of your life off. So there you go, the seven factors. Now you may be saying, what about non-processed meats? What about dairy? What about whole grains? Don't they affect your lifespan? While many popular diets would have you to believe that all meat, all dairy, all grains are evil, this study didn't support any of these beliefs of many popular diets. For non-processed meats, the risk was neutral. In other words, non-processed meats didn't extend life, nor did they shorten life. While dairy was not specifically evaluated in this study, other studies from Dr. Mozafarian and his team show that dairy is also neutral. For whole grains, though, it's a different story. In this study, eating whole grains was associated with a somewhat longer lifespan, but it wasn't enough to rank in the top seven. As there's so much confusion about what is a whole grain, I don't like the term whole grain. I like to think of it in terms of an intact, so that's intact grain. If a grain is intact, you're getting the whole thing. If a grain has been stripped of its fiber, stripped of its nutrients, then it's processed. It's not intact. If it has been pulverized into dust-like flour, it is also processed. That's not an intact grain. In my opinion, as long as you are eating intact grains, you may live a longer life. Take-home message. The main takeaway from this study is that you can follow these seven eating strategies. If you can do it, then half of the diseases that will kill you can be avoided. When it comes to healthy eating, it is really quite simple. Eat real foods, mostly plants. So what's your take on this study? Do you agree with the seven foods that they identified as those of the major factors determining your lifespan? I'd love to hear from you. Go onto my website, thelongevityplan.com, drjohnday.com, either one works. Go to blog number, 212. Scroll to the bottom, leave your comments, leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. As always, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have, tell a friend, leave me a review. That's how we are able to get this podcast to new listeners as it rises in the rankings by the more reviews that we get, the more downloads we get. So thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, eat something healthy for me, would you? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.